And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And may the Lord add his blessing to his word this morning. He is risen. That is our joyous confession this Resurrection Sunday. It was also the confession of the early church, not just once a year, but every Sunday. And the reason why, as Christians, we celebrate the resurrection of Christ on the first day of the week, Sunday, is because that is the day that he rose from the dead. He rose on Sunday, the first day of the week. And so, although we celebrate his resurrection in a special way once a year, the celebration of Jesus, his resurrection from the dead, should be an ongoing experience every week, every day of our lives. Paul testifies and says that the central focus of Christianity is the resurrection of Christ. He said that without the resurrection, our preaching was vain and our faith was in vain. He said that if Christ did not rise from the dead, then he was a fake and we might as well believe something else. If Christ is not who he said he was, then we are still lost in our sins. And so the validity or the truth of Christianity rises or falls on the fact of the resurrection. Our faith is based on it. Romans chapter 1 and verse 4 says that Jesus was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. Christianity rests upon a miracle. It rests upon the miracle of the resurrection. Not only does the resurrection say something about Christ, it also says something about the possibilities that there are for all of us. Paul, in writing in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, virtually shouts the desire of his heart, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. It was Paul's earnest desire that he be a partaker of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. That was one of the deepest desires of his heart. That was his greatest longing, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. To know Christ was to be filled with a special kind of power. It's the power of the resurrection. And because of Christ's resurrection, resurrected power is available to all of us. In this passage in John, we see a very important declaration made by Jesus himself. He declares that he is the resurrection. He is resurrection power. It's important to note that Jesus did not say that he has resurrection power. He said, I am resurrection power. I am the resurrection and the life. Now, the situation in which this statement was made was a conversation Jesus had with Martha, the sister of Lazarus. You know the story? Lazarus had died. Word had reached Jesus that he died, but Jesus deliberately stayed where he was, not rushing off to go see Lazarus, not heal him, but to prove his divinity, because Jesus knew that he would raise him from the dead. And so he delayed his coming. And when Jesus got there, Lazarus had been in the grave for 4 days. And as he's coming, Martha rushes out to meet him. She engages him in conversation in which she essentially told Jesus that he was too late. She said in verse 21, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus, attempting to redirect her attitude from one of despair to one of hope, said in verse 23, your brother shall rise again. While she was thinking about the resurrection at the last day, she was assuming that Jesus was referring to that resurrection. It's at this point that Jesus declares that he is the resurrection and the life. That statement would come to have tremendous meaning to Mary and Martha shortly. because Jesus stood before the grave of Lazarus and commanded, "Come forth. Lazarus, come forth." And he came out of that grave, wrapped in grave clothes and all. What a testimony to the fact that Jesus truly is the resurrection and the life. Mary and Martha now got to experience that in a very personal way. But there is also a much deeper and wider application for us today. And so what does the resurrection power of Jesus Christ mean to us? What does it mean to you and to me? Well, first of all, it means that he lives. The first thing we need to see is that if Jesus is the resurrection, it means that he lives. He's alive. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ means that the chains of death and the grave could not hold him. He's alive. And Christ, after he had been confirmed dead, the hands of his followers, can you imagine this? There is the women there. There's probably Joseph of Arimathea, whose grave Jesus would use. Probably John the disciple, taking the dead, lifeless body of Jesus from the cross and then preparing his body to be buried and then placing him in that tomb cut out of rock in the hillside. As he's placed there, a large boulder is rolled in front of the tomb. A Roman seal is placed there. And then to top it all off, guards are put there to watch to make sure that nobody comes and rolls away the stone and steals the body. But this is no ordinary man that is laying there. This is the resurrection himself. And so on the third day, he defied them all, and he came out of the grave triumphant, victorious. He was alive, alive forevermore. He broke the chains of death. He defeated the power of that hell, of hell, and he came forth in victory and in power, resurrection power. And so the angel rolled away the stone, but please understand, the stone was not rolled away to let Jesus out. The stone was rolled away so that people could come in and see that he was gone. To see that he was who he said he was and that he would do what he said he would do. Rise again on the third day. That empty tomb stands as the greatest monument to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ there is. Resurrection power means that Christ lives. He is alive. He is life itself. Do you know that there were over 10 post-resurrection appearances of Christ? That means that there were at least 10 times when eyewitnesses beheld Jesus Christ alive after his resurrection. The resurrection of Christ is probably one of the most historically attested to facts that ever occurred. And then we live, number two. Not only does the resurrection mean that Christ lives, it also means that we live. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live, even if he dies, Jesus said. Is there life after death? You know, that is the question everybody asks. That's the question everybody wants to know the answer to. It's a burning question for any thinking person. And you know, I want to continue to live. I don't want to be reincarnated into something else. I want to continue to live as I am. I don't want death to end my existence. I want to live on, and you know what? So do you. The truth of the power of the resurrection is that believers also rise again. Because he lives, we also shall live. But notice the qualification put on this. For us to be partakers of this promise, we must be believers in him. Jesus said, "He who believes in me shall live." Only those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ shall enjoy the full force of this promise. And then number three, we live forever. The resurrection power of Jesus means that he lives. It means that we live. But it also means that we live forever. Jesus said, "And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Not only did Jesus promise the believer that he would be raised from the dead, he also promises that we will never die again. You see, both the righteous and the unrighteous, the believers and non-believers, shall be raised from the dead. But the Bible teaches that only the righteous shall be raised to eternal life. The non-righteous, the unrighteous non-believer shall be raised, but to undergo a second death, be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. The believer is born twice and only dies once. The unbeliever is born only once, but dies twice. And so eternal life means that we will not only live forever, but that we will live forever in the joys of heaven. We'll be with Christ. Eternal life has to do with not only the quantity, but the quality of life as well. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Yes, we will live forever, but we will live forever in a blissfully joyous state. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Resurrection power means that we will live forever. Now the thing of it is that Christ's resurrection power is in us even now, even today. When Paul testified to his desire to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, he wasn't merely speaking about eternity future. He was speaking about living today. Because Jesus has been raised from the dead, he is alive today to live within each of us. Jesus didn't say that he was the resurrection only. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life." The life that is resident in us, in the person of Jesus, is the life that gives us the power to rise again. That's true. But it is also true that his life in us now is conforming us to himself. We are being conformed. We are being made into the image of Christ. And the only way that could happen is for the living Christ to be abiding in us now. It is this life which causes us to be the salt and the light in our world. It is this life that gives us the power and the ability to manifest Christ to a watching world. You see, when people see you, they should be seeing Christ. It is the resurrection power that makes that happen. It is a life which gives us the capacity to live victoriously, even in a secular world. He is both our future hope and our present strength. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live, even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." And then he asked her the question, "Do you believe this? Do you believe what I'm telling you? Do you believe this to be true?" I ask you the same question today. Do you believe this? Do you believe this to be true? Then realize that because of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, he lives. The tomb is empty. The grave is empty, testifying to the fact of his resurrection. But not only does he live, you live. "Because I live," Jesus said, "you also shall live." But not only do you live forever. And our hope in the power of the resurrection is not just a future hope, it is also a present reality. Because Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He wants your quality of life now to be one of godliness and holiness, one that would live their life to be like his. For Jesus also said, I have come to give life, and that more abundantly. He just didn't come to give us eternal life. He came to give us the abundant life, to live in the here and the now. He gives us the power to live that kind of life. Today, as he has made you alive and placed the hope of eternal life within you, he's also wanting you to know that he is your strength day by day to meet any trial that might come. And he is the power that is working in you to produce his image, to stamp his image deep in your heart. Have your heads bowed and your eyes closed this morning. I just want to focus on one part of what I've said. He is both our future hope and our present strength. Maybe you're here today and you need Christ's power. You need his strength right now. You need that for your life. You need that for yourself today. I want you to know that he is there. He is able. And more importantly, he is able and willing to give you that strength to display his power. If you would just, in your heart, say right now, Lord, I recognize that you are the resurrection and the life. I believe that you are both my future hope and my present strength. I need your strength right now. I need your resurrection power right now. I surrender myself to be conformed to your will. I surrender myself that I might manifest you to a watching world, that I might be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Lord, thank you for this resurrection power that gave you life, that gives us life, that gives us eternal life, that gives us life not only as an eternal hope, but a future reality, not only a future hope, but a present reality. And you are presently our strength. I pray for those today, Lord, that are crying out to you in their heart for your strength, for your power. I pray, Lord, that you would give that out today. Lord, that you would not hold back your power, your strength. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to live our lives so that we are manifesting you to this world in which we live. For I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.